Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho,
say ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Fo. Cut Master Swift down your throat.
Love puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah.
That mean when you supposed to, you know, everything.
get out your mama house. Quit going to your mama house when you run out of toilet paper and take your ass to the grocery store and buy your own shit. When you gonna get out on your own and live life on your own? Get off your mama titty.
Like Baby Boy, like Jody off Baby Boy.
Yeah, Jody. Great, great, great answer.
And top five holiday list. Our top five holidays.
Yeah.
Or top five we don't like. We'll chop it up.
Ain't too many holidays.
We'll see. But the calling number is 215-383-5878. I welcome everybody to the show who taking time out to listen to us. I know everybody's so busy.
Yeah.
They so busy. It seems like everybody's want to listen to us later.
I don't know. I have so many of my friends always tell me, hey, I go back and listen to it. I don't want you to go back and listen to it.
You ain't doing shit right now, nothing.
Because y'all already ate that nasty-ass potato salad that your auntie brought to the barbecue. It's over. Nasty. With some Faygo drink. No, better yet, them Czech drink. We don't think they have Czech drink.
I don't think they still make them no more.
You sleep.
They still make them?
Yeah. Little stuff over there by Dairy Queen.
I don't go to damn Lucky.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baller.
And just because you be at fucking Save a Lot.
Let me tell you something.
Save-A-Lot doesn't got bags, do they?
No. Save-A-Lot got the best cheap hamburger helper. I don't know what they put in this
shit. What you mean, cheap hamburger helper?
You know,
is it called? Hamburger helpful?
Yeah, it's just called help. Not good. It tastes better than the man with the goddamn fist or whatever his name is. The hand.
What it got? Another one got to give me a high five. Another do it, give you a bird finger.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean? Is this real?
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. You only got two fans on. He's like, yeah. he ain't smiling. He's just
hamburger. Hamburger helper. It's homeless helper.
Hey, it's good. I don't know what kind of sauce it is in it. Save a lot of pack, but it is great.
Hey, I'm going to take your word for it. Jill, he must have eaten something lately. Between last week and this week, he got four new gray hairs on his beard.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. Exactly where it came from.
Eating booty. That's how you get gray in your beard.
The booty
helper. Eating booty put gray in your beard.
Yeah, I don't know.
You sure ain't got none,
either. Nah, yeah. I'm going to stay away from the booty for a while. Hey, maybe that's why I can't keep a woman. I don't eat no booty, man.
I'm eating whatever you can be ate. Give
me some of
that eyeball juice. Anything you got
me. When you was a kid, you was a baby that when they get a bottle, all the air out of you still sucking the bottle.
Yep.
There ain't nothing in there. You still.
Hey.
Ain't nothing in it.
You done made me get another dude. That's how I want my girl to suck my dick. I want you to suck it like with a and squeeze. Hey,
ain't
shit in
it no more.
Shit in, I want ain't nothing in
that
iron. Nothing left in it. We all in there.
Don't even I know. Jill, man, I'm sorry. Hey, go ahead and tell them post nut crawlers. What happened to you this week, man? Anything happened to you?
Man, what happened to me at the post? Let me tell you something. People. It's this dog on my route. I know I talk about dogs a lot. I do. But I spray the dog, and I really feel bad about it.
I've been begging to spray a dog. When we be on the phone, like, spray a dog.
I sprayed the dog, and the fucked up part about the dog was chained up.
That's messed up.
That was dirt. It's been on my heart the whole week. I said, I can't believe I sprayed the dog. I'm sorry, it's tied to a tree, and it's friendly. I had to make sure my damn spray still worked.
We talked about it a couple episodes back when they – basically, it's mace for a dog.
Yeah.
That's what the spray talking about.
Yeah, but I'm saying the dog ties a tree. It's a nice dog.
Why are you spraying for?
He barked, but I pet the dog before. I mean.
So basically, what you're trying to say is, now, you like these white cops that be shooting unarmed black people.
Yeah,
so you just shot the dog. You felt, you feared for your life.
I did.
He was chained up.
Yep.
And he barked.
Hands up in there.
It's a black dog, wasn't it?
Yep.
A black golden retriever.
And I shot it anyway.
So you feel for your life.
I feel for my life. He was chained up. He actually wasn't barking. I think he just smiled and licked.
Man. You shot it anyway.
I shot
into the damn can on him.
Into the fucking cliff in his ass. His eyes was burning. Ray McGee, he ran around the tree. And then right around the tree, you know your shit gets shorter. So I walked up on him, made sure I got it. Then he just laid on his back. It was fucked up, man. It was dirty.
Stop, man.
He gonna, he just like, hey, you know how like we just get shot? He just laid down and died. Like, you got it. He stopped barking at us. Yeah, I got him, man. I got to get you some of this shit, man. It worked.
Oh, man. You in this damn fidget spinner, man.
He's like, can't remember, man, just like that. What's some
toys
they have? I ain't the joke when I'm playing with it.
Say what now?
The joke is coming hard.
I don't know what you're talking about. They making chromed out spinners now.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Mm-hmm. We got some coming in with the lights and the ball.
No, man. Y'all don't need that shit.
I do, man. It helps me think when I'm in the mail truck. How not to fuck your check up.
I guess. You didn't spend 12 episodes telling them how you don't got to do a day check. Now that you got the fidget spinner, you can tell the truth.
I can tell
you
the truth.
You slowing people's check down all the time. So you see GL out, he got your check. It's personal.
I do. Hey, let me tell y'all something. When you come asking me about some stupid shit at the mailbox, I know what your check looks like. But it might accidentally get left at the station. I ain't seen it.
Oh, man. Let's move on to some of these random-ass topics, man. This one's probably about 2 weeks ago, but I forgot to mention it, and I thought it was funny, man. Fucking Bow Wow Challenge. This was probably about 2 weeks ago, but this motherfucker, basically, he gonna put on his Instagram showing pictures of him on a private, showing a private jet.
Bentley.
And Bentley, talking about some, what did he say now? Somebody he's about to make some moves or something.
Yeah, make some power moves in the lounge.
And then some in New York or something. But and then somebody called his ass out, took a picture of him posting that shit in the damn.
He was in coach.
Regular ass thing. Come on, Bow.
Bow Wow, you just.
Now, I ain't never seen. He's the most relevant, irrelevant person I've ever heard of in my life.
He was
what I mean by that, for some reason he stayed doing something. But don't nobody. Who actually like Bow Wow? How he keep getting jobs?
I don't know. Because he and Jermaine Dupri butt.
And you know what? I'd rather see Bow Wow than fucking Ray J. Because at least Bow Wow has some hit songs.
Yeah.
Ray J, I don't know if he's always been Brandy's little brother.
Always.
His biggest claim to fame, he's made Kim Kardashian a star.
He did, though. He
did that.
Yeah. But she benefited way more than he did.
Yeah.
He didn't get nothing off that.
I mean, he got some stuff, but nobody cared, man. It was all about Kim.
Yes, I love Kim.
We were just having a conversation earlier. Like, at one point, Kim Kardashian was top five out of everybody.
She was. She was something to see.
She looked weird now. What up? I guess she had
open booty.
All
those
shots
hurting.
And stuff.
Yeah.
She looks weird now, but, you know, when she was, because she been out, you got to realize she's been out for a long time. Like, Kim Kardashian, she about 37.
Hey,
she been around since she was 1920.
She done had a lot of black dicks. I wish mine could have fit somewhere. Won't let me in.
You ain't got enough money for. Nah, I ain't saying you got the money. You ain't an athlete. You ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, you right.
Them athletes ran through them Kardashians. They still doing it.
To this day.
They still doing it. But yeah, I didn't really have anything to say about Bow Wow. I just thought I'd mention it because it was crazy as hell.
Bow Wow done.
Oh man, fidget spinners. All right, that's all I got to say on that. What's up with your boy Gucci? He just got married, didn't he?
See, I thought they said he getting married 10/17.
He
just wearing the ring.
I done seen the pictures already.
Oh, so he did officially get married.
What? Don't give me a line, because I ain't go to his page and follow all that stuff. But when you scrolling up, you see a motherfucker got on a suit and shit.
Yeah, but he always say 10/17. He said he was getting married. 10/17 at 10/17 in the morning. You get what I'm saying? Because that's a brick squad, 10/17.
Oh, for real?
I
can tell you a lot of shit, huh?
But motherfuckers tell you anything.
Yeah, you done got married before. You know how we both know how the process works. You get married on paper well for your damn day wedding.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? The ceremony must be. Yeah,
right.
You know he is married. But you know what? Jail changed his life.
I was just about to say that. Jail must have helped him out different.
It did.
It helped him out tremendously, didn't it?
Jail changed your life.
I know, man. I got a damn. I might need a fidget spinner now. To calm me down, man. A fidget spinner. Ice Cube finally confirmed they're making that Friday.
Oh,
Still ain't said 100% if Chris Tucker gonna be in it or not.
For real.
So do they have the movie without Chris Tucker? If everybody, Cat Williams and everybody back in it, only person missing is Chris Tucker. Do you still do it?
Shocked. Okay.
Everybody, only person missing.
You do it if this ain't gonna be the final one.
Okay, I agree with that.
But if this is, you know, Warner Brothers told you that it ain't no more after this. Don't ask me ever again in life. You can't do that movie without him.
So we're not in his head, but why does Chris Tucker not want to do it so bad? I know he need the money. He ain't had it hidden so long.
Did you hear what he said? He said he ain't paying for the first.
Huh?
Chris Tucker said he ain't paying for the first.
He got paid. They didn't pay him. He just got realized that was an opportunity he was given.
That movie
put him on the map. All that shit that he did afterwards wouldn't be nothing without Friday.
He wouldn't even be Chris Tucker without Friday.
You know, he played Smokey in two movies back-to-back after that. Yeah, basically.
Yep.
Different names.
Yep.
Same damn character.
Yep, you right.
You know what I'm saying?
They said only paid him $5,000.
True enough, he probably didn't get paid that much.
Chris Rock. They said Ice Cube said it, that everybody got $5,000 a piece. Ain't this crazy?
That's crazy.
But they only had $1 million budget.
But they made a classic. You think that, you know, Day Day, what's his real name?
Mike Epps.
Do you think he got $5,000 on the next Friday?
No.
They changed the budget after that. Hell.
Yeah. They
learned they can make some money. So
just make them pay the next time.
Pay them the most. Everybody understands.
Yeah.
So that's money. Everybody, that shit gonna sell out.
It's gonna sell out.
Even if Smokey in the Mitch 10 minutes, you want him in the whole movie. But if he in there 10 minutes with real new footage, put it in the damn trailers.
Exactly.
And let Mike Epps and Cat Williams be in the rest of that movie. Then wouldn't nobody be mad.
But mark my words, let me tell you how he gonna probably be in it, but it ain't gonna like what you think. Remember, Smokey went to rehab. So his part probably gonna be in he getting out of rehab.
And he don't
want to
do nothing.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
So he's going to be lame, basically.
So he's going to be lame, but he's going to be in the movie.
So, I mean.
And really, you know Mike Epps going to want to smoke. Come on, man. The whole movie is probably trying to get Smokey to smoke again.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, too. You know,
but he got to be in it, though.
As long as he acting a damn fool in there.
He can't be no douchebag.
you got to realize, Friday has so many memorable characters in it. At this point, man, they might even overshadow him anyway.
You know what? They might. Because I want to see what Pop's going to do.
You got to realize, they going to be one to go so hard just to be funnier than him. And I don't even think Chris Tucker got it no more.
I don't think so either.
I watched the stand-up. It was just okay.
It was just odd.
You seen it too?
Mm-hmm.
It's just okay.
That's the one he said he ain't paying for the first.
Yeah, he was just trying to be funny, man.
Yeah.
Probably not what he felt like he was worth.
Yeah.
But you got to realize, you weren't worth that shit when you got it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? When you got that, the first one. All right, man. Let's move on to the next thing, man. Let's see. NBA Finals start on Thursday.
Yeah.
I bet you kind of hype, ain't you? I am.
I am.
This is the first time we didn't have this many All-Stars in a long time.
In a final. You ain't never had that many. I lied. When the Pistons beat the Lakers, that's the most All-Stars you had. Even though that was old and washed up, you had Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Shaq, Kobe, Chauncey Billups, you know, Rip. Rasheed Wallace. That's the most like.
I didn't think about that. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of like.
Star power.
I ain't going to say all them legends, which is not, you know what I mean. But there's a lot of all stars in there.
On paper, yes. You know, they'll have more Hall of Famers. But this is the first time we've seen people with shit to prove. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant ain't never had no title before.
Kevin Durant needs a haircut.
Hey, low-key, his hair worse than LeBron.
It is.
Now, he got some smalling hair.
His hair look like when you buy that cheap toilet paper and you wipe your booty and see the hair. that's what Kevin Durant is. Take a shit, use cheap toilet paper and look at it.
So, we ain't going to spend too much time on it. So, who you got? Who you got winning?
Who I got winning, who I want to win?
Both.
Who I got winning is the Warriors.
Warriors winning. How many games?
But it's not shocked. I think if they play, man, it's five.
So they're going to whoop their ass.
They're going to whoop their ass, man. Now, who I want to win is Cleveland. I hate the Warriors. I hate them.
Why hate the Warriors?
Because, I definitely hate KD. You a sucker for leaving your boy. Shock, you can't leave this radio station to go to the one next door and they ain't doing shit either. Then I'm mad. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if we already good, you go, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
right.
Man, we at the green room. Let's go to Classic Wheel. It's the same fucking club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you going to bring somebody. It just the way he did it was faggotish. You know, but so, whatever.
I got Golden State 1-2, but a little closer. Probably six games, 4-2. LeBron, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of him, but him and Kyrie together, if they score 40 a piece, they're going to get you a win.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to. But KD, he ain't, unless he blow his knee out, that he finna ball.
He finna go out.
He going to have to. He might mess up the chemistry. He going to ball so hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I say if KD go off, then Klay Thompson ain't going to touch the ball.
He don't touch it now.
He ain't going to touch the ball.
He don't even touch it for real no more anyway. Okay, while we on this, yeah, fuck it. If they lose, if LeBron James them beat them, who got to go?
I mean.
Or you going to just keep the same team and keep playing them every year?
You keep the same team, man. Just keep the same team. I know, KD, I was talking to you about it a couple days ago. Because KD can opt out his contract this year. He already said he coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, wow. So I guess we ain't got to worry about that.
He basically going to retire there.
Really?
Yep.
I ain't hear that part, yep. But I know he said he was coming back.
That's basically what he said.
Oh, man. So what if LeBron does win, does he? Because people still say, I hear people say it's going to put him, some people say it's going to put him over Jordan.
Fuck no.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
No.
But here recently, you can tell me if you disagree with this, some people say that he still ain't over Kobe yet.
Better than Kobe now.
I've been hearing it more than once.
He better than Kobe now. He better than Kobe right now.
He got his stats and accolades and accomplishments are higher than Kobe's already.
It don't matter if he win another one. He can lose. You got three because you got three. You can go set. You go to the next five and lose.
Okay. You know. Whenever they and I know we killing our female listeners about the basketball talk. I'm sorry, y'all. We about done with it. But whenever it comes to you know, NBA stuff, do they just make it about the wing players? Because they just disregard the big men. Because I don't think Kobe had got past Tim Duncan. If anything, they were tied.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
That the same. You can't just be like, yeah, he don't ever get mentioned. And them titles be Tim Duncan titles.
Yeah, he didn't have to share one with Shaq.
Yeah.
he had to share one with Dave Robson, one.
Man, he's going to win that bitch anyway. But anyway.
All right, moving on to the next thing, man. Memorial Day is on tomorrow. First thing I remember about Memorial Day is trying to go. It rained every Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Around these parts in this area, we got Point Mallet, the water park.
Yeah.
You ever been on Memorial Day?
I ain't never been.
Shit look like fucking Freaknik. You ain't never been.
Sorry.
I went in high school every year.
Let me tell you something. If you told me I had to drive you to Port Mallet, you going to die, you dead.
You don't know how to make it up.
I don't know how to make it up.
Port Mallet, hey, when you were a teenager, anywhere from about 15 to, we'll just say, creepiest 22,
mm-hmm.
Because by then you're 22 and it's a lot of 16, 17-year-olds.
Do you think some people going to be out there tomorrow?
Absolutely.
You think going to be at some people?
Absolutely. It's every year.
At Port Mallet, some people.
Port Mallet. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
He's going to high school every year, but two things guaranteed. One, it's going to be some fight, and two, it's going to rain. But for a good 20-minute, 30-minute window, while it's sunny as hell and hot,
mm-hmm.
It's lit.
Okay.
Super
I
lit.
I don't know.
It's nice. I mean, we too old to go now.
Yeah.
But anything over 22, you're creepy because ain't nothing but like 16, 17. I mean, it's more than that age there, but the average is going to be 17, 18.
I know some of my friends will still go.
You stupid. Some of them will.
I thought we'll candy.
You stupid. So, speaking about these holidays, man. Yeah, man. Top five. All right. Before we get break into these
make
topics or whatever.
Make it three. Mm-hmm. We can make five. It ain't really number. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. You can just do. You can mix it up. Say the ones you don't like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So before we get into these topics, I'm going to give y'all that number, 215-383-5878. We're about to go over this top five holiday list. Call in and tell us your top five holidays and why. Or yeah, you can say the top five you hate. It doesn't matter, you know, the guys or girls or whatever. All right, Jill, man, I'm gonna let you. You want to go first, or you straight?
I'll go first.
All right, top five holidays. You can go in order or from five to one, whichever way you want to do it.
Well, I'm gonna give you the best three and the worst three. Starting with the worst. First of all, the worst holiday is number one grade. I'm going from the start to the first. The worst holiday in history is Columbus Day.
You said it's the worst holiday?
Yes.
Why?
Because this motherfucker found out some shit that the Africans already knew. We already knew the fucking world went flat, and now I still get this motherfucker a holiday. That's like a pointless holiday. And if you got kids, and most motherfuckers still got to go to work, you got to find somebody to keep the kids.
Right.
Horrible holiday. Just fucking horrible. After that, and the best holiday, I'm just going the best and the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And the best holiday you can find is whatever day your income tax hit. That's the best holiday. So sometime in January, you know, you file the tax. So we'll say February 1st, you got your money by February 1st. That's the best fucking holiday in that you can get. I'm going to give you one more worst holiday.
Go ahead.
Second worst holiday ever. It's fucking Valentine's Day. It's horrible. You don't get shit, and you get pussy, and you lose money behind
it. Same pussy you got the night before.
Yeah, this is Valentine's pussy.
The difference is you done spent money on date and roses.
Yeah.
And you got to do it before her work husband do it.
Exactly. And I'm going in order. The second greatest holiday is, it got to be, I'm going to say 4th of July.
That's the second.
That's the second best one, because that's a holiday you're going, everything closed. For one, everything closed. Even their mall, I think. You know what I'm saying?
So.
And then, it's hot, and plus, whoever cookout or wherever you want to go, bitch is going to be about half naked.
I didn't think about that. That's about right. Bikini top and some damn booty shorts.
Exactly.
Like they're at the beach.
No matter where you go, it's hot in, even in Chicago in July.
Five. I'm gonna go from five to one. Number five, I'm gonna have to say Memorial Day, because most people off. That's the first real hot day.
Yeah.
It ain't no gifts involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's guaranteed cook.
Guaranteed.
Multiple people cooking.
Barbecue.
Yeah,
barbecue.
Guaranteed. The only drawback from that one is it rains every year.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, it reminds me of Point Mallet when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's number five, which barely made the list. You know what I'm saying? Because it had some bad shit about it. Number four is I'm going to go with Christmas. The reason I'm going Christmas is I'm going to tell you the negative on it is cold as shit.
Yeah.
You come out of money, you spend money you ain't got to spend.
That's
why it's not higher in the list.
That's my three on my work.
But you know what I'm saying? If you do got a little money or whatever, you know, it's cool to see your kids go crazy if they earned it, you know, on whatever you got them. It do rejuvenate you a little bit, make you realize that you did something decent with your life.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you know, it's a chance you might actually get something, possibly. You know what I'm saying? With guys, it's hard for us to get shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But we might get something, possibly, between all your family members. You never get your true value. If you come out of 1,000, you're only getting $100 gift back.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to lose either way it go.
You lost.
But actually, the reason why I like Christmas the most is that's when they have the best NBA games.
Yeah.
The best NBA games is on Christmas.
Yep.
You get six good games.
Six great games.
You know.
And they play for real.
Yeah. Unless it's the Spurs, they're going to rest your best players.
Yeah.
But on Christmas. But anyways, I got number four for you know, at Christmas on four. Three, I'm going Thanksgiving. Food galore. Eat till your stomach bust. You see your family, you ain't seen in a long time. I mean, if somebody you've been beefing with, you know, you got a chance to make it up. You know, you ain't talked to them a year anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just so y'all can fall out again before Christmas hit. But you know, the food galore and football. I'm a Cowboys fan. We play every Thanksgiving.
That's why I ain't like that holiday. My grandma dead and Cowboys playing.
So I don't mind Thanksgiving. Number two, which ain't a real holiday, but I gotta go with my birthday, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People who don't fuck with you normally come out for your birthday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's fake love, hey, who gives a shit if it's phony or not?
You're getting drunk.
You know what I'm saying? You're getting all the shots for free. Hell, that's the only time you can feel like a female.
Yeah.
You get everything free.
Yeah.
And hand it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
People trying to kick.
Trying to kick. So I'm gonna go number two birthday, and I'm gonna go number one 4th of July for a lot of the same reasons GL said. Ain't no present, the weather, you know what I'm saying, barbecue. And hell, I didn't think about bikini tops and booty shorts.
Yeah.
Hell, it's almost too hot for sundress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we get ready to move on from this one. If y'all want to call in and let us know what you about your holidays, you agree or disagree, go ahead.
So what was your worst holiday?
Worst holiday? What's the worst holiday? I feel you on the Columbus Day though. Shit, I ain't thinking of a worst holiday. I don't know. What I done told you? If I told you,
I tell you another one that sucks. Halloween.
Halloween.
When you old.
Yeah, Halloween sucks. You know, Halloween sucks.
I lied. Cause downtown jump on Halloween.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she don't get out. I mean, Halloween sometimes on a damn Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you still go out and get wasted.
And you still go to work.
And you still got to
work.
So I mean, it's okay when they, you know, see some sluts dressed up downtown or whatever. That's
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Hey, Harley Quinn was the damn the suit, you know, for 2016.
I know. I hope 2017 it'd be Invisible Woman. Come naked. We don't see you.
The Saran Wrap.
Lady. Yeah. I'm coming, Angel Mama.
No, I can't think of my worst holiday, man. Not off the top of my head. I probably should have wrote one down, but I didn't think of it. All right. Our next topic is which one you do? This one or this one? Which one you want to do?
Either one.
All right. We're going to break down. Ladies, this is for y'all, really. Y'all say we won't do nothing for y'all. Hell, whoever the female listeners, y'all go back and listen to it later. Tell your friends and hell, whatever.
And next week, once you listen to it, you can call back and we can talk about it again.
That's cool, too. Men's rating system, how we judge women. The difference between how we do and how y'all do. Oh, man, GL, and you can fill in and stop me whenever you want to or put in your two cents when you feel like it. Number one, guys, where we rate y'all, straight off look. Straight off looks. All this, you know. How funny you is, don't add to you that much. How much money you got, don't add to you that much. You know what I'm saying? Can you cook? It don't add that much. I mean, these are things you might look in a wife, but just strictly rating when we see you around the corner. Girls can have a sex appeal to them or whatever, but how y'all think swag adds points to a dude?
Yeah.
That don't do nothing for us.
Swag don't add nothing to a bitch. How big them titties is? What's your waistline? What that mouth do?
I'm about to say what your lips look like.
Yes.
Is you bald headed?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You can shot. I like Amber Rose and all, but she can never be a 10 because she's bald headed.
Caillou.
She can never be a 10.
She looks like Caillou, man.
Yeah.
So that's number one. These other things can add to you, but when it comes to 1 through 10, a 1 out of 10, those things can't add, they can't lift you that much.
Mm-mm.
They can't lift you. What I mean by that is, Beyonce, if she stayed in the projects, what do you rate Beyonce right now?
I guess I got to give a 10 because
everybody gets Beyonce is a 10. She's a superstar, she's a 10. If she stayed in the projects, Beyonce would still be a 10.
Yeah.
That money didn't add nothing to her.
Nope.
Nothing. Not at all.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
That's not how it works for y'all women. But we're going to still, before we break down how we think y'all think of us or how I've heard plenty of times, I'm still going to give y'all on how we rate y'all or whatever. Oprah, if she didn't have money, I mean, now that Oprah got money, if it was just a sex thing, not if she wasn't trying to wife you, nothing like that. I mean, you know, she wasn't trying to be with you.
Yeah.
Does she, if she's a two.
Oprah two.
If Oprah's a two, and she ain't trying to give you no money.
I ain't fucking.
But she got money, but she ain't gonna give it to you. You know, I meant, she's still a two.
She's still a fucking two.
It don't add on to him.
Mm-mm.
Lil Wayne got money, so he's higher. He looks like a rat.
He's rat.
But he got money and some swag. So he's, I don't know what he is for y'all. He's a sex symbol.
I don't get it.
We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that.
It's horrible. I don't get it. Women, They won't admit it, but they judge off more material shit than we do.
So
they do.
When it comes to women, I'm just trying to see how I'm just telling y'all how y'all think y'all get points. If we are, if you are an eight when we meet you and your sex good, you don't go up to a nine because your sex good. You still an eight.
Yeah.
I might fuck with you, but you don't. Yo, it don't bring your rating up.
I don't think it's gonna bring your rating up. Well, she would have got some new titties. Your rating going up. Right?
So, yeah, it goes up. It goes up if you do that. So let me get to how, from what I understand, what y'all like. Y'all can call, y'all got the number. Call in and stop me when I'm wrong. 215-383-5878. Looks don't mean that much to women on the rating system. Mm-hmm. Not that much. You know what I'm saying? If you got some, if you buff and got tattoos, it might add, you know what I'm saying? It's something, but power and status mean just as much to a woman. How much money you got means just as much.
Yes.
What kind of swag you got, just as much.
That power thing might be more than money.
How funny you are means something to them. If you can sing, that means something to them.
Yep.
All these are how you get points. If you got thug bad boy, you get points.
You get points.
That shit don't do nothing. We don't. That, if you're a woman with a bad attitude, you lose points. You lose fucking points.
When you're a man with a bad attitude, he the shit.
Yeah, he don't take shit from nobody, including your dumb ass. Including your, he don't take shit from you neither. That's the reason why y'all can't go see a movie together. Because you, you want to go see Beauty and the Beast. You ain't going, he ain't going to see that shit with your ass.
Mm-mm.
Well, he just put me in my place. Pussy got wet right then and there.
I ain't figured that part out too.
So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all do shit that don't, I don't even understand. This girl I was with, we broke up, but, you know, I have a good reputation of staying cool with my exes or whatever. Man, so, you know what I'm saying? We quit talking for whatever reason. And after all this shit, she talking about what she want in a man and all this shit. We went, some dude that she was interested in, we met up and I seen the dude she was talking to. This dude, this is 2000, is recent. This dude had on a FUBU jersey. And some dirty Air Force One. And she was digging him. I said, oh, and she's like, he's funny. What the fuck?
He's funny,
he got
dude.
On he got on a FUBU jersey. This ain't the '90s. Are you serious? How does he even get a shot?
He either A, got some money, or B, got some power.
He damn sure ain't got fashion sense.
He have to. She feel like she can change that.
You know what? That's it. When it comes down to it, y'all don't care, man. Y'all just want a project.
Yeah.
Y'all want somebody that's broken down so y'all can try to feel like a mama.
And experiment with them. Yep.
Experiment. Everything that you learned from your last relationship, you want to put it on the new dude.
Yep.
It ain't going to work on him neither.
Nope.
Because you picked the worst bum than the last one.
You didn't even perfect me, so how the hell is it going to work on the new part?
But you won't stop trying.
Which is true. Women, so I think women like a challenge shot.
I agree. That's the real reason why I can't keep no girl, because I'm too easy. I don't have no extra issues.
Yeah.
Boring.
You ain't got no kids.
I know. I should have started signing out, grabbing my hard times paper, so I could have got a little couple points.
Yeah, you should have told it. Come on, Mike. Goddamn.
Go ahead and put vehicular homicide on mine.
Yeah.
so I can get some bitches.
High speed check.
Oh, he's a rebel.
Yeah. Bitch, I ran through the mall. Them niggas ain't catch me.
Fuck 12. Fuck 12.
That was crazy shit, man.
Oh, man. So, GL, how you think women rate us? How do you think they rate us?
I think, first of all, if they rating you for real, if she a real woman, she going to rate you. She going to ask you, where you work at? They care.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase that. GL, how do you think they should rate us? Not what they actually do. What should matter to women? What should matter?
I hate to say this. First of all, what should matter, number one, is you, I hate to say it again, you got to say, where you work at? You gotta ask motherfuckers. You can't handle motherfucker without no job or no car or no nothing. Do you got a car? That should give you some points off rip. If you got a car and a job, for a man, you should start rating them right then. The next question you should ask a man is, how many baby mamas you got? Not how many kids. How many baby mamas you got? Because it's a difference. You, it's cool to have four kids with one woman. But when you be like, I got four baby mamas, you wrong. That's how I rate mama. I ask you, how many baby daddies you got? I got three. I gotta go.
It's a no-go.
No go. Then I want to ask how old your kids is. That's at age now. That really play a factor. Because if you got a 2-year-old, I can't deal. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need your kids about grown. So you get what I mean? So I ain't got to look at him too much long. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to look at him. He don't want to look at me. I'm trying to figure out who ate the last bag of popcorn. Right?
Right. You right. So yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm just saying, so that's what I write. And then, if you need some type of help, are you willing to do it? I'm asking that. You're going to say, what type of help are you talking about? Can I help you get some bigger titties? Are you?
Hey, that's one thing y'all don't realize about guys. We so visual. Is if you lacking in something, if we really like you, we'll help you achieve that goal.
Exactly.
As long as you ain't use it to leave our ass.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying? When you got one that's down.
If you need some booty shots, we don't care.
Yeah.
You pay for it.
As long as
I benefit from it.
Yeah, get them. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, we don't expect y'all to compete with these Instagram models.
I expect you to compete.
So, well, I will help you compete.
Exactly.
I'll be a steroid to help you pass that race.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to be that nigga. I want to be the coach to put you in the game and try to make you dunk the basketball.
If you ain't enhanced, we'll enhance you.
Yeah. That's just me.
All right. So, I'm going to go ahead and flip it since we told y'all how superficial we are. We just go off looks. You know, and nothing really shakes that. What we really should look for is how many kids you got.
I care about that.
If you really got our back, because it's hard enough being a black man as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With as much shit as we got against us, if you really got our back, that's gonna give you some points.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? What else we need, JL? What else we need?
How much sex?
Because we don't really need to have you cooking like that for real.
I don't care about that. How many times can I get some of that dome through the week?
That's how you get points.
That's how you get. It's something off limit.
It's something off limit.
Yeah. I'm asking the question, but what I can't do to you? You don't want no finger in your booty? Is that okay? Can I hit you with the fish hook? You get
the captain hook.
Yeah, captain hook. Stick your finger in a certain hole and stick it in the mouth and hook the jaw. That's the fish hook. Can I do all these things to you? If you ain't down with it, I got the man. You get what I'm saying? You ask me, that's what I'm looking for.
That's what you're looking for.
I don't give a damn if you can cook and clean. I can feed and clean up my damn self.
We have that independence that y'all trying to get.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as we, and that's going to move on to our next subject in a second. Once we move out the house, we already independent as it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You done with that, Jeff?
I'm done. All
right, moving on to the next one, man. Off your mama titty. When you move out on your own, you hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Supposed to.
You supposed to hit the ground running.
So, let's see. How do I want to break this down? So, go ahead, Jeff.
I'm going to ask you like this. Shocky, me and you ain't got no kids.
Right.
Okay. You had a child. I'm going to give you two scenarios. You got a son. He graduated high school. When do we got to get out your house?
Honestly, it depends. You know, and I say that all the time, it depends. But it really depends on what they do with their life, man. If they trying to go to school, you can stay at my house as long as you're going to school and keep, you know, and you're not mooching off me.
What if he tell you, I don't like college. I don't want to go to college.
When he needs to start getting ready to get out.
How long do you give him?
If he's being productive, saving his money, you give him turn 18, graduate from high school, I'd give him a year of bullshit. Anything after a year, I'm trying to put him out every week. It's because you'd had a year to try to work on some shit. You ain't asked for my help. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ain't trying no job. You gotta learn the hard way then.
But nobody, you know what's crazy, people? Because people actually literally don't put your kid out. I ain't never met a person to say they ain't had no job. They kid, get the fuck out. You get what I'm saying? Like, well, he ain't got nowhere to go. But I get what you mean. My thing is, you got a daughter. She 18. And she don't want to go. She don't want to go to college. How long you let her stay in your house?
Now we go. You know, let's take it back a little bit. Let's take it back. I can't relate to the subject, but I'm gonna go off what I think. A lot of it is your parenting. How well have you prepared your kids when it's time for them to go?
You're right.
If you know you did a poor job and your kids ain't ready to be out in the world, you got to suffer.
Yeah.
You got to suffer and stick with them and finish your teaching. If you let them fuck up all through high school and motherfuckers don't know how to damn make no damn ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Or if you know they're going to be homeless as soon as they get out, then that's you. So you might need to go ahead and save them for a while. So that's the reason I thought about that is because, you know, when it's different for guys and girls, mm-hmm. you know, you can't put your daughter out too early or whatever. But if you didn't raise her right, you can put that motherfucker out early. I mean, not early, but, you know, after school, if you know she's going to act right.
Yeah.
But if you know you letting the hoe out on the street and she come back with a kid next in a couple months, that's on you.
Yeah.
So how well was your parenting if you can't trust your kid to be out your house?
That's great.
Because imagine because I went to college. I stayed on campus. There's some girls that was on campus that had never been out the house and they was fucking everything moving. They weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
They weren't ready. You know, they fucking people for Popeye's chicken. Come on, GL, look at me. I seen you with the chicken box. You know what I'm saying? You done it. I can't tell myself. We just say some people need to wash clothes. And I stayed in town. You know what I'm saying? I got to wash powder and everything you need. The calf closed at 5:00. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm telling the truth, man.
Yeah, you're telling the truth.
So it just depends. It depends on how well your parenting is, man. If your kids, if you feel like you did a great job on raising your kids and they, you know, they just being soft, you know what I'm saying? They might need to get out. You know, it's different for different cultures. You know, white people, they let their kids stay there all the way till they get their doctor's degree.
Till they fucking die. Oh, you're going to take on mom's house.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're going to stay with me, mom. If you put them out, it's going to stay with me, mom. And they stay with me, mom, as long as they want. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Black kids, they can't go stay with me, mom, because mama still stay with me, mom. mama still stay with big mama.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You sure right.
You know, what other cultures do their kids? I know black kids.
Mexicans let their kids stay there. I've seen 50 of them in the same house.
To expand on what you said, Gio, earlier, yeah, we exaggerate a little bit. Black families don't necessarily put you out. What they do is they make it miserable for you to stay there.
They do.
They make it miserable.
Hey, my mama had me paying $200 every 2 weeks. not every month. My Walmart check used to be $402.
Uh-huh.
My mama was waiting on me. She got off work early. She was in Walmart. I said, "Mom, would you get some ice cream?" "No, you getting that check." I said, "Damn."
You lying, man.
I swear on my life.
Charlotte ain't did that. Miss Charlotte ain't did that.
Okay. It was $200.
Q, call it and tell us he lying.
She took half this check. If he listening, he know I'm telling the truth.
Go ahead, Gio.
$200. Listen to me. My Walmart chick, that was 18. $402. She snatched half of it.
Damn.
Half. I got out of there.
So you had to get out. They didn't put you out. They ran you out of the house.
They ran me out.
I didn't necessarily have that problem per se or whatever as far as them taking my money like that. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, but not that bad.
Your dad and somebody got some money for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying they did it all. No. What I'm going to say is they tried to control me on other shit. Like, I was given the family car, and I was supposed to make payments on it and pay it off. So I got my first refund check, and I was going to pay it off or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just be like, here's my money. Pay this car up cash.
Yeah.
They ain't take it. And it was like, nah, go ahead and spend it on such and such. And they're like, don't worry about it. I kid you not, after I spent that damn money, they started saying all kind of random shit. Well, you ain't paid for that car. It's raining outside. You can't go nowhere. You need to be at home at such and such time. I'm 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got girls. I done told I was coming over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't sit there and just because you upset or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That I can't use the car. And then I got to go.
Gotta get out of here.
I gotta go. I mean, and now you're mad because you done cooked some nasty ass food and I don't want to eat it.
Ooh!
Don't
get mad
about that.
What?
Hop in my car and I go get me something else to eat.
Yeah.
They get mad then. Like, I'm not eating no damn pinto beans tonight.
I don't want no fucking poke salad. Have you had poke salad?
Nah, I heard of it.
Oh, it's nasty.
It's nasty.
Oh, man. I'd rather eat a bag full of kale.
Hey, you know, when you younger and they get you this cheap ass shit, man. They make it seem food. As we adults, food is expensive. Yes,
it is.
But it ain't as high as they made it seem out to be.
Man, you think
cereal is not expensive?
Not that high.
It was
cheaper then. Back then it was cheaper than what it is now.
Our folks didn't struggle like they made it out to be.
Yeah.
Not like that. I don't know what your family did with your money, but I'm like, ain't no way in hell. You know what I'm saying? We struggling like that.
I had parts of me.
As an adult, anytime since I've been an adult, if I ate ramen noodles by choice.
Yes.
We didn't have to grow up on hot dogs and ramen noodles every damn week.
We ain't ate them. My mom used to eat it face. They still eat spam. I ain't no fucking spam. Not doing it no more. I ain't eating no spam on no potty meat.
So they basically, you know what I'm saying, just ran us out the house is what they did.
Yeah, I pay $400 a month and then try to give me a curfew.
Can't do that.
You can't do that.
So, you know, as we get ready to close on this subject in a little bit, let's go ahead and go over the topic. So is it an age that you get out?
No, it's not an age. It's like you 21, you need to be gone.
Unless they're doing something for themselves, right?
Not unless they're in college. But 21.
Because, you know, my child or whatever, whenever she in college and if she needs somewhere to stay, she can come home to me all the time. As long as she in school doing what she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
If she being grown, she got to be grown. Because at the end of the day, you pay the cost to be the boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My rules, my belt, my title,
yeah.
My house.
Yeah.
If you don't want to buy them rules, you got to go. Because, you really don't put them out.
You don't.
But I think I'm going to adopt what happened to me. I'm going to make it miserable for your ass. You know what I'm saying? You pay your own phone bill.
Yep.
Or you ain't going to have no phone.
Yep. My
nose
lock at 12.
You pay your car insurance, or you can't drive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't like what I'm eating, I'm gonna start cooking for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't, I ain't getting pizza.
Light bill, I need some money on.
Well, I mean, one thing I won't do, and I disagree with you on that one. If I was handling it before then, I'm not gonna need your money to help me do it. You know, you're not working to make my life easy.
No, I want you to get out.
You know, I want you to get. I've seen roommates and friends fall out over this.
Mm-hmm.
Where this is not a mother and father, mother and child or father and child. It's friends saying, when you got roommates and maybe one of them you want out or whatever, maybe one of them ain't paying.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you do is take all their money. They'll never get out.
Nope.
They'll never be able to save two pennies.
But if you fucking your money up, you gonna give me some money then.
So they paying to stay there at that point. And they'll never be out,
yeah.
But don't say nothing to them.
So
don't be mugging them. Don't be huffing and puffing when you see them on the couch.
You know what then? What you do is you got to get that friend time limit. I can't. I'm just saying.
But you can't take their money. You can't take half their damn check and tell them to get out.
No, you can't do that.
That's the same way it works with your parents. If GL they taking half your damn Taco Bell or Walmart check, how the fuck you supposed to get out?
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
My mom would have been totally fine. She wanted the money. She wouldn't give a damn if I was there or not.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. Shit.
Yeah, you done for today, man?
I'm done for today.
All right. Hopefully, y'all call in next week, man. We trying for y'all.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say. We trying for y'all. Yeah.
We trying.
All right. This episode 30.
Business, man.
One thing for certain, two things for sure. I'm gonna make a catchphrase out of that eventually. I'm going to come up with something with it.
Business, man.
One thing for certain, three things for sure.
Come on, the Lord.
All right, peace out, y'all.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Bill.
You can hate me now,
QB.
But I'm